special edition of Nerds on the Rocks and Dual Wielding. This is a joint podcast. I am Xantar here in Washington, D.C. I am joined to my north in New York City. It is the General of the Penguin Army, Earl. Say hi, Earl.
I completely forgot about my Penguin Army, but hello.
The General of the Clones Penguin Army, no less. And in Lexington, Kentucky, it is the Fashionista with the Mughal... Well, you are.
Okay, keep rolling with this. I like it. Let's go.
And from the great country of Canada in Halifax, Nova Scotia, it is the Super German Peddler, Chad Fleming. Say hi, Chad.
Yo.
And finally, from... And finally, from Vancouver, it is the setting that you get when you start up your computer. also known as default, also known as Michael. Say
What's
hi,
up?
Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
So, we are here to do a special pre-E3 edition. We're actually doing this regularly now. Everybody, Nerds on the Rocks is now on its 5th episode, and Dual Wielding is now on its 2nd episode, which means what we now have more episodes than the Rotten Tomatoes score of House of the Dead. No, that's not quite there yet.
I think we have more than most other comic book related movies, though.
Oh, comic book related movies? You mean video game related movies?
Oh yeah, sure, that too. Wow, I have.
Yeah, I think the Dark Knight would have something to say to you here. Batman fan?
Oh, yeah, get it, 94%, but whatever.
All right, so E3, it's going to be really close by, and I understand we've got some people who are going to be attending there. Introduce yourself. Who is it?
It is me, Chad.
Chad is going.
What?
And
yep.
Who else is going? Someone else from Game Tavern is going, isn't it?
Soccer Ant, but soccer he's ants. Not here right now. So.
Oh, man, the introduction I could have given him. Well, anyway, here for our predictions about E3, let's start with any new technologies, the new technologies that we know about, the motion sensing technologies from Microsoft and Sony, Project Natal, and PlayStation Move. Gentlemen, your thoughts? Then I'll jump
Don't
in
all speak
now.
At once. Okay.
I'm most excited to see what we'll see out of Natal, just because, I mean, that's the thing we know the least about so far.
I'm actually curious about Natal, just because of the way they're introducing it. They're having a special press conference the day before the actual press conference, and they actually hired a circus to perform during this ceremony.
Seriously, a circus?
Yes.
Well, Cirque du Soleil isn't exactly a circus, but...
It's not, it's not... a circus, but it's this huge spectacle, and it's more of a, you know, it's more of a family thing than it is, let's be honest, a hardcore gamer thing.
Well, I guess it is.
Cirque du Soleil is hardcore.
It's not a hardcore gamer thing, though. I mean, it's not like something, you know,
who
you go
Who doesn't
on.
Like Cirque du Soleil?
Let's face it, they're going to be more exciting than Kaz Hirai yelling, Ridge Racer! So,
I don't know about you, but nothing gets me excited quite like Kaz Hirai yelling Ridge Racer.
Oh,
I thought you were just
going to
end that before
you,
Ridge
friend.
Racer.
So, Project Natal, anybody got any predictions for the price point? Wait.
$100.
I was going to aim for $100,
$150. Move is the one we know the price point for, and Natal is the one we don't know the price point for.
We actually don't know the price for either one of them yet. They've both been rumored. Natal's rumored at $150, and Move is rumored at $50 for the... Move mode, I don't know what you want to call it, and whatever it costs for the camera and the sub-controller separately.
Yeah, so they're looking at probably around 100 are the preliminary reports for Move. I think if Natal comes out at 150, that's a really bad decision on Microsoft's part.
What would be a good decision on their part for price?
Well, I mean, even 100, $99.99 looks a whole lot better than $150. Especially when you look at the price of the console now.
Yeah, I think that's the problem they're going to have. Is like, if it was $99.99, they can get away with it, like how, you know, Wii sold Wii Fit because and that was $89.99, and I think Wii Fit Plus is $99.99, and it pretty much works for Wii Fit and Wii Fit Plus. There's other games, nobody cares, but Nintendo, it's like, you're looking at $99.99, and then you're looking at Xboxes, and the audience they're probably going for aren't the type of people who already own Xboxes, and then you have that whole skew confusion, like, do you get the arcade unit, or do you get the pro unit, or do you get the elite unit?
I'm just thinking it's going to be a whole big flop all around, but I definitely think they should at least come out with a price point around 100.
Well, also down to the hardware, right? Like sure, you can sell some for 75 or whatever, but if there's nothing there that nobody really wants, it's going to come down to whether or not they can get a franchise that people recognizes and makes it worth whatever they do put it up for.
Well, I mean, I'm on record as saying that Natal and Move are both going to fail miserably just because they're peripherals. I don't even care what their price point is and how well they work or anything like that. They are peripherals. But that said, it seems to me that the best move Microsoft can make is price Natal below Move. At least that's the impression I'm getting, because it seems to me like Move is, everybody's calling it the Wii HD. Sony says it's not, but they haven't explained why. Natal is something, whatever else you might say about it, Natal is actually something kind of new. It's something that, you know, the Wii cannot do in any sense, no matter how many attachments you might add to it. So if Microsoft were to price that below Move, and then they could say, like, look, it's something new, it's something nobody else is doing, and it's cheaper than whatever Sony is doing.
Okay, it's been a while since I watched the Natal release trailer thingy, but the thing, I was watching a new demo video they had today, and I do not know how multiplayer is going to work with Natal. Like, and I think that's one of the core aspects of the Wii, is that, you know, it's like you sit down with friends or family, and they're in the same room, and you play around, but Natal has a limited range of vision, I guess, and you'd have to be a certain distance, and I don't know how you'd fit four people so that the camera sees them all. I don't know if they've demoed any multiplayer games yet. I could be mistaken.
Well, but, I mean, that's what Xbox Live is for. I mean, you're going to have everybody with their own, you know, system, probably, and their own Natals.
But if they're going after the audience that the Wii got, like I said, the audience that Natal is going after is probably not the same audience that already has an Xbox, because if you're going after that audience, you're not increasing your market share. You're just selling to people who already own it. So it's like for the people who pay Just Dance or whatever, where you have four people in the room making fools of themselves, you can't really mimic that with Natal. There's something I don't know about the tech, and it picks up four people perfectly fine.
It's so strange, though. Like, I'm trying to think back of anything similar, but it's almost like two different platforms on one SKU, and I can't help but think that's just going to be ridiculously confusing in the future, where you have developers, I guess, designing fundamentally different games for different aspects of one console.
They won't do it. Like I said, I don't see people. I don't see Call of Duty like, oh, we're gonna have an Natal enhanced version of Call of Duty. At most, you're gonna get like it's like with the Wii Zapper when like first person shooters would come on. They have like this on rails segment like Modern War, Medal of Honor. Heroes 2, which had like the Zapper segment.
Right, right.
It's still a first-person shooter, but they're doing this new mode, and that's what I expect. It's like, oh, it's a Project Natal game. It's a, you know, it's like Halo Reach, but you can now use it with Natal in some small segment of the game if you want.
Right. Well, I just thought you were saying that Microsoft was not going to release multiple SKUs of Natal, and I mean, the Xbox 360. Come on, man. They're gonna. If there's one thing they're going to do, if they can figure out how to do it, they're going to release multiple SKUs with Natal.
Yeah. And, they might just surprise us and at E3 be like, hey, we're going to rework Halo Reach to work for the Natal.
Again,
let's see how.
It won't be a major part of the game, I don't think. It's going to be like, we just got off the Halo Reach beta, and I mean, it works perfectly fine with my 360 controller as well. You're going to need more than that to sell me on the system. I know people always, you know, complain about the Wii mode and whatever, but it's sold because you don't have an option outside of the box. I mean, games support normal controllers at times, but that's the option. With Natal, it's like, do you want to spend $150 on this controller that might work, or do you want to use the thing that comes in the system that already does work?
Well, and this is why peripherals fail.
Well, that's just it. Like, for the push they seem to want to be going for, it almost makes more sense to just wait until they come up with the next generation, the next Xbox or whatever. at this point, it does feel like an add-on, and that's what everyone else is going to think it is, as opposed to the like almost entirely new platform they're going for.
Right.
Like you said earlier, Michael, I mean, you have to have the software that's going to sell it as well, but it's kind of like a chicken and the egg scenario in that, I mean, you're not going to get teams putting lots of money into development for this if the user base isn't going to be there.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Okay, so question, what game would sell you on Natal?
See, anything rare. Tough. I don't even know. I don't think I can yet without knowing what Natal does.
Isn't the point that they're not trying to sell us on Natal, though? They're trying to sell other people who don't have an Xbox 360 yet?
I understand that, but at the same hand, they have a market share for 38 million people. You're going to, you know, you want to sell them as well, because at this point, they've, I think, exhausted all their major franchises. They have nothing to really sell to, you know, a normal consumer. So I'm assuming that that's the next big thing. It's like Natal enhanced versions of a Gears of War or Halo Reach or whatever. Would you buy Natal for any of those games? Or like if there was, like, say, the next Call of Duty, the next Halo, the next Gears of War, the next Fable, all use that. Would that be an overwhelming sentiment to get you to buy Natal?
I would possibly do it, but it depends on, you know, the reviews that came out and exactly how well Natal worked with the games. Like Gears of War 3, if for some reason there's a Natal like playable part, then, you know, if it reviews well, I might seriously consider picking up Natal.
All right, so we've just been talking a lot about Natal because that's the one that we know the least about. But Move, we've seen that in action a little bit. Any thoughts? Is it actually the Wii HD, or is it more than that?
I don't actually really know anything about it other than what I saw at PAX last year, and that was mostly just like mini games or whatever.
And that's pretty much what they showed at GDC. And I mean, maybe they have a huge reveal set up for E3, but GDC was like 2 months ago, and what they showed was SOCOM, which looks okay, but it showed in some of the Wii first-person shooters, I think. They showed like Sports Champions, which looks like a fancier Wii Sports. They showed that weird game with the dude on a chair. They showed that fighting game, which looks nice, but from what I understand, it's motion controlled in that it's canned animations for like just swinging. And
okay.
It's pretty much like they took concepts of Wii games and made them into prettier versions. They haven't shown anything new yet, and maybe that's what they'll show at E3. I don't know exactly what Move can do that the Wii isn't capable of doing.
I just wanted to introduce what Sony is saying about the difference between the Move and the Wii. We talked about this on the Game Tavern forums, which, by the way, all you listeners, come to Game Tavern. That's gametavern.net/forums, where you can get a more in-depth discussion about some of the thoughts we have on Natal and the thread is called Natal and Sony Arc. I guess it used to be called the Arc, huh?
Well, it was never called the Arc. That was rumored. I should change that at some point.
Yeah, moderator. Good job. So, the sales director Mark Housen says, quote, Wii was deliberately pick up and play. We completely understand it, and let's be honest, they've done a superb job. I think with Move, it's all about appealing to skill. It's about the learning curve that's built into the experience. It provides that satisfaction you're talking about. The more you play, the better you get. That's part and parcel of the traditional gaming experience. Your thoughts. Anybody know what he's talking about?
Go ahead.
No, you go. You sounded you were on something there, and I was just going to ramble, so by all means, speak.
Probably, but I was just, I don't know, like for what he's saying, like, it's, like, the Wii I only want to play for short bursts of time or whatever, you know, like, I can't keep up with the motion controller that long, so for something that requires a lot more input in that regard, I just don't see the appeal for a lot of people wanting to go on that for long lengths of time.
Well, I think my problem with the Wii was it's sort of just you pick it up, you flick your wrist, and, you know, the game sort of does what it's gonna do. You don't really have that much control or precise input, you know, like Wii Tennis in the first Wii Sports, you know, you basically just flick your wrist and the game takes care of it, and the only thing you have to worry about is, you know, hitting the ball within a certain time of when it gets in your vicinity. But, you know, what I think what he's trying to say is, you know, there are a lot of people complaining about that kind of stuff with the Wii. You know, it's too easy. It's for little kids, stuff like that. And perhaps Sony's trying to move on and make something with the motion controls that is basically going to be a challenge for the hardcore gamer.
Okay, so let me ask you a philosophical question. Setting aside, you know, what Nintendo fanboys are probably going to say in response to what you said, but setting that aside, how realistic? How much detail do you want in your motion control? Because I can tell you, I've actually done some sword fighting. It's really hard, and you don't want to do that in a motion control context. I mean, 1-to-1 control for a sword fighting game sounds good. Good in theory. I can tell you it's probably not going to be something you actually want to do because you're just going to get killed all the time.
Well, I think for the most part, what I'm just looking for is a little bit more control. What they have going on, and for the majority of the Wii stuff is like, it just seems, you know, lacking, and it's almost like the game auto-plays itself sometimes, depending on what you're playing. I mean, not all Wii games are like that, of course, but quite a few of them are. And it just seems like, you know, you flick your wrist and it's unresponsive sometimes and things like that. Like, I originally bought a Wii just to play Twilight Princess, and it seems like sometimes I was doing this and the sword movements were coming out wrong. I wanted to spin attack and spin attacks weren't coming out, or I wanted to shield bash and that wasn't happening because of the motion controller. So, well,
in Zelda's case, that was a GameCube title that they retrofitted for Wii controls.
I realize, but it's just an example.
I understand. I was just going to give an example of Red Steel 2, which, I mean, granted, it's 4 years afterwards, but that's a bit more responsive, and, you know, you assess in the direction you want. Granted, that also uses Wii Motion Plus, but the fact is, like, early games, like Wii Sports, Zelda, or whatever, they're launch titles, you know, you have to see what the person's capable of. I understand the complaint with Wii Sports, but on the same hand, it extends to a certain level of skill, where that everybody can play and understand what Sony's going for, but like Xantar says, with 1-to-1 controls comes a certain level of inborn skill that not everybody possesses, which limits the appeal to the people who can possibly play the game and enjoy it, which is one of the reasons, I mean, dumb it down, make it casual, whatever you want to call it. It's one of the reasons why certain games are made that way, is because you want the biggest audience to participate in
it.
Okay,
so I just had an idea. One thing that you can do with motion controls is, you know, add pointer-type controls, like a mouse. What if, I mean, this is a crazy idea, maybe it's not going to happen, but what if StarCraft II came out on either the Natal or the Move? Would that sell you on it?
Actually,
I don't think it would work.
We actually missed the biggest difference between the Move and the Wii with the PSI, which is the whole camera thing that, I think they call it augmented reality, whatever, which, you know, you can actually be put into the game. And the point I was going to make is that the Move actually doesn't feature pointer support. It, based on the camera and, I guess, like the global positioning of your ball, it's able to track where you're holding the thing, but it doesn't actually feature pointer control, which is one of the aspects I think it's actually worse than the Wii in. But I could see that working for Natal. Go on.
I was just going to say the camera is also a detriment because not only can it not do the pointer stuff, but it only runs. I mean, the camera is a 30 frames per second camera, right? So whereas the Wii remote is IR sensors and everything, so you get instant feedback, whereas there's just a little bit of lag, it's a little delay when you have to go through a 30 frames per second camera like that, especially when you're playing a game that runs at 60.
I guess the problem with Natal is that the whole concept is that it's a buttonless system. Even the Wii has buttons. But Natal has no buttons at all. So if you were like pointing at something and you wanted to, I don't know, select it, you'd either have to make a gesture or else I guess you have to speak out loud and be like, "You move that location," or, you know.
Well, I mean, it does have voice commands, which could be pretty well. Except, you know, I personally can speak that some games have problems recognizing certain accents or certain patterns of speech. Another thing is, I don't know, I you know, from day to day it changes, but I also hear that Natal has a, it, picks up finger movements. So, like, you can, you know, maybe you can pick something with your fingers, circle it, and then maybe you squeeze it to move them somewhere or something like that.
Right. So, any other thoughts, or are we going to move on? We're moving on.
Well, I...
Nope.
Well, I just wanted one more. I'm just curious what major third-party games either company has signed up, because, like, right now, like, I think somebody announced, like, some Pro Stroke Golf for the PS Move. It's rumored that Sonic Free Riders is coming for Natal, and I'm not really sure there's a big Sonic Riders fan base anyhow, but so far it doesn't seem like games that are just, like, basically, okay, they're getting the Wii Shovelware that everybody thought they wouldn't get because that was already designated to Nintendo. Oh, Tiger Woods, I believe, already supports it. But again, Tiger Woods comes out in, I think it comes out this month. And
yeah,
Natal and Reach, I mean, Natal and Move at best come out in, what, September, October?
Yeah, but I think that'll be Tiger Woods' last game since it's already in development. I'm not 100% on that, but...
But, well, I mean, but like I said, you know, they're already came, they're going to patch support for Tiger Woods 11 in PS Move. I don't know about Natal. I'm not really sure how fun a golf game would be with... I mean, do you buy a virtual golf club then, or do you just kind of swing imaginarily in your house?
Like an avatar. You know some people are going to do that. Some people are going to want to do that.
I want to see the bottom of the, I want to see the bottom of their
foot. Or just put Tiger Woods near a female avatar and, you know, do whatever movements you feel like. All right. So, we are going to pause right here for a second, and then we'll be right back to discuss other software coming up at E3. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, everybody, and we're going to talk about the games we're expecting to see at E3 now, and I just realized that we had not talked at all about the 3DS, and since we hadn't talked about Nintendo up until this point, we're going to talk about Nintendo, what they've got coming up. We know they've got the 3DS, we know they've got Zelda, whatever the next Zelda is, and probably some casual games, and... that's about all I know that they've got. What
Metroid.
What else? Oh, yeah, Metroid Other M, but we already knew about that.
Yeah, that probably won't be a huge focus where it's coming out in another, what, month? It got pushed back, didn't it?
August.
Yeah. I'm curious about that, too, because they kind of viewed it, you know, during that whole make reveal, and it was supposed to come out at the end of this month anyhow. I don't think it was ever going to be a big focus for them. So I guess that I'm curious if they're going to announce the localization of either of the big RPGs, Xenoblade and The Last Story.
Xenoblade is looking pretty good, actually. Nice draw distance.
Reviewed.
A little blocky.
And decently.
It's definitely supposed to tie into the Xenogears, Xenosaga story. So,
which I know nothing about because I'm a Nintendo fanboy. But whatever.
Xenogears, best story ever.
So I hear. So the 3DS, what do you guys think about this? Is this a good idea?
I don't know if it's a good idea to, well, cause from, I don't know, looking at what they have announced so far for E3, it looks like it's going to be a big handheld focus, especially with 3DS coming out. But like, you look at the games they have announced for the 3D or the DS, and there's nothing really that translates over. Like, you look at, like, Pokemon's going to be regular DS, Golden Sun will be regular DS. Like, do they have anything announced that's coming out for it, or is it...
I mean, they haven't announced anything, but...
I'm sure that they're going to pop off with something. I can see maybe the next Zelda coming, like, the next handheld Zelda coming out on the 3DS.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, we just had Spirit Tracks in December, so, I mean, at best, you're looking at next Christmas or something like that, and that's the thing, it's like, I mean, granted, they could have a Mario Kart or like a new Super Mario Brothers DS or whatever, but they have, I'm surprised they announced Pokemon for the DS. They just had Zelda. I don't know any of their big franchises that could be around. I mean, granted, they could make anything a franchise nowadays. It could launch a Brain Age for all we know. I don't know what 3D would do for that, but...
I'm going
to
take a...
Well, I mean, we just don't know that much about the system itself, so I'm excited to see what they're going to show.
I'm going
to
take a wild guess and say that the flagship title is going to be Mario. The thing I've always wondered about 3D, and this has always bothered me when they talk about 3D gaming, is I've never understood what it really adds to the gameplay. I mean, like, yeah, you can go like, ooh, now the shot, that missile looked like it was actually coming at me or whatever, but it doesn't actually
add to the game.
Yeah.
That's exactly my problem with 3D. I mean, I feel like the jump from HD to 3D is not really substantial enough to be worth all the time and effort that people are putting into it.
I was actually surprised. I was reading my comics today, no comment, and I didn't even write. They re-released Batman Arkham Asylum in 3D, and I'm just thinking, like, what's the point? I don't know what it would add to that game. I don't know how... Oh, I know how to do it. You get those stupid glasses or whatever, but...
Yeah. And that's for console? Or
it's for the PS3, and I don't know if it's for the 360, but I know it's for the PS3. I just put up my comics. But it's on the back of Item.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So, anyway, we're having a lot of trouble here because Nintendo, as usual, has released absolutely no information. They have no leaks whatsoever. All we know is that we know that there's a Zelda coming out, and all we know about it is one screenshot with Link standing with his back to us and Miyamoto going, "Hey, he's got no sword on his back." So, I don't know, we can speculate about what that all means, but here's a question for you guys. When's Zelda coming out? What do you think?
Next year.
I'm going with this year.
Really? Yeah, I'm going to go with holiday of this year.
Really? So they're going to introduce it at E3 this year and then have it out by Christmas this year.
It wouldn't be the first time they've done it. New Super Mario Bros. Wii was revealed at E3 and that was out by November.
But that wasn't a Zelda game.
It sold like gangbusters, though.
But that Zelda game we've had on console was 4 years ago, and technically speaking, that game was finished 5 years ago. So I guess they've been taking as long as vacation. They haven't really been doing anything.
Yeah. And they also said when the Zelda was announced, it had been in work for like 4 years, ever since Twilight Princess was finished, so.
Well, I mean, how long did they take to do Ocarina of Time? This is Nintendo we're talking about here. They are not afraid of taking a long time to develop games.
Yeah, again, 4 years is a long time to develop a game. Ocarina of Time was a bit different, though, because that was when they were going to the jump into 3D. They know how to do 3D. They know how to handle the Wii. The only thing you have to worry about, I guess, is that, as far as I know, this is a Wii Motion Plus only title, as far as they confirm. So I assume that's what the bulk of their time probably been made on working on.
Right. Okay, so moving on. We've got Epic Mickey. That's really the only major third-party surprise or major third-party game I know to keep an eye out for.
Which is kind of sad at this point, but it's expected. I mean, I'm looking forward to Epic Mickey. It's a platformer. I like Mickey Mouse. It kind of looks cool. I mean, there's rumors going around that they might change the art style a bit to better reflect the concept art. But...
I was such a disappointment when they revealed what it actually looked like.
Yeah, I was highly upset.
Yeah.
Do you think that... Because they haven't done a Star Fox, they haven't done a Donkey Kong, they haven't done a Pikmin, they haven't done... There's a bunch of franchises that F-Zero they haven't touched. Do you expect any type of announcements on any of those games or anything new from them?
I would expect at least a Star Fox, but I'm pulling out for a Pikmin. I don't know why they would have just dropped Pikmin like that. I mean, they still haven't finished up the third leg of the trilogy, and it looked like it was going in that direction.
Right. I'm gonna guess that they probably won't do Star Fox, because it kind of seems like Nintendo just really doesn't like Star Fox nowadays. They keep handing it out to other developers, and...
I think they don't know how to make a Star Fox game, because like Star Fox 64 is pretty much like Star Fox remade in 3D, and since then it's been like, I think Rare's done it and Namco's done it, and they had the one for the DS. I don't think they did that one either. So.
I mean, there's not that much else you can do with Star Fox unless you really majorly shake it up. Otherwise, it's just.
And we also have that.
Otherwise,
went.
It's just fly forward, avoid the thing flying at you, shoot the guy's weak point.
I'm definitely okay with them handing it out to another company, though, just like they did with Metroid, and they handed it off to Team Ninja. So.
Right.
Who was the company that did Rogue Squadron for the GameCube?
That was Factor 5.
Factor 5.
They're gone now, aren't they?
Bam, right there.
They closed?
Yeah, Factor 5. Oh, yeah, they are, too. That was, for all intents and purposes, really it's gone.
That was really sad.
Unfortunate.
You guys think Retro is up to anything? Do you think Retro is going to show anything at E3?
Oh. Why have they been teasing stuff for a while?
Have they been I honestly don't... They haven't done anything in 3 years since Metroid Prime. I don't even think they worked on the Metroid Prime collection. I could be mistaken. But they haven't done anything since 3, which was 3 years ago at this point. I'm kind of curious what they would do without a license, like Metroid attached. Like, they have art people who can do stuff, but they've done one type of game, and it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Well, maybe they'll just cut loose on a plain old first-person shooter and show everybody else how it's supposed to be done. Seems to be what...
I'd like to see them try something different.
Yeah.
I'd be more interested in them doing their take on another franchise than them doing something on their own that's similar to what they've done with Metroid.
Right. They've been kind of typecast as the first-person shooter guys, but it should be we should remember that back when they were originally formed, they had a whole bunch of stuff. They had a racing game, they had an RPG, Ravenblade.
And they had
a football game, right. And then, you know, it turned out that the head of the company was literally just not working and instead taking people out to strip clubs. And so he got his ass canned and slimmed down to just a bunch of people working on Metroid. But maybe you're right. Maybe they'll move on to another genre. So, moving on to Microsoft, we've got, what's this note here I've got about Hulu on the Xbox 360?
Oh, that's rumored to be coming out on Xbox 360 this year, which would make sense, because I think they've used E3 to launch, like, they used it 2 years ago to announce, like, Netflix, and they used it last year to announce Twitter and SFM and Facebook. So, it would make sense that they're trying to take over the living room, as everybody keeps on saying, so this is another thing.
And I'm totally down for Hulu being on Xbox. I use Hulu a lot, and it would be nice to have it on my TV instead.
I go to Hulu pretty frequently, too, and then it says, yo, you can't watch this because you're in Canada. And then, yeah.
I'm sure that won't change anything, so.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't care if they put Hulu on it or not, because I won't be able to use it.
Nobody's
you guys
bitter.
Can get the.
We don't even get Netflix.
No, we don't get Netflix either.
Sucks.
Do you get Comedy Central?
No.
The Daily Show? No.
No.
They get the Comedy Channel.
Yeah. We get the Comedy Channel, which plays The Daily Show and The Colbert Report, are the only news programs I watch these days. So hey.
I could be mistaken. Do you folks get SFM?
Yes.
Do we what?
Do you get LastFM on your Xbox? I know there was something else you didn't get on your Xbox.
LastFM, the one that's kind of like the radio thing, like Pandora.
Yeah,
no, we definitely have LastFM.
Okay. Which is nice, but I hate it on my Xbox. So that's a different subject.
Right. So,
but all that stuff is really well integrated. Like, I have never used Facebook or Twitter or anything like that.
Okay. Well, so we've got Call of Duty Black Ops coming up. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is going to be one that's not developed by Infinity Ward, right?
It's Treyarch.
Right. Treyarch. Yeah.
The kings of the Call of Duty series right now. They have the keys.
So,
keys to the kingdom.
Looking forward to it, guys?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Cool. So, moving on. Gears of War 3, Halo Reach... let's not do both at the same time. I gotta say, Halo Reach,
I don't care to see it at the conference. I just finished the beta 3 weeks ago. I've had enough Halo for now. I know what the game, what to expect from the game. I don't know what they're going to show that would impress anybody. If anything, I just expect a short trailer. They've already had people pay in public.
I agree, but I wonder if they're going to be showing anything like soon, especially with Halo Reach coming out eventually. And for their, because they're working on a few other games for the Halo franchise, aren't they?
I have no idea what's going on with it anymore, because I know, I think Microsoft Game Studios is doing it since Bungie's doing their thing
now.
Oh, so
Bungie doesn't own Halo?
Yeah.
No.
No, Microsoft does.
Microsoft owns Halo. It's 343 Studios, I guess, are the guys
doing it now.
So
Microsoft holding an Activision. Nice. And so Gears of War 3.
Gears of War 3. Definitely.
It's a game I'm looking forward to. I have the first two. Again, issue is the game's not due for another 10 months, which they already announced. So it's something like, it's nice to see, but I won't get to play for about a year.
I think it might be possible that we could see maybe the mention of four-player co-op for the campaign, but then again, I'm not sure they would do that because it might take away from the aspect of the story.
I don't think so,
because they already announced like this. Yeah, there's a story.
Really?
They already announced that there's other like warriors now and stuff. Like, there's the female chick. I don't think you have to say female and chick in the same sentence.
Yeah, but before Gears of War 2, they showed, like, Ty and, I mean, you know, Cole and Baird, and then we're all in the game anyway. So, and but still two games down, there's no four-player co-op, so.
I mean,
this seems like a logical step. Like, I've played the games, I'm not that into them, but, like, where else can they go with it?
Well, it does, but at the same time, I mean, like, Horde mode in Gears of War 2 gave you five-player co-op in the same sense, and then, basically, you have you have the chemistry between Marcus and Dom, like, you know, they're, like, best friends and protect each other and stuff, and...
Yes, friends.
Amen. I think the best thing they can do for Gears of War 3 is announce that there's going to be a beta for it. Because Gears 2 online multiplayer was pretty broken.
It was horrible. So bad.
Yeah.
What was wrong with it?
There's a lot of broken elements. Like, I remember there was a point where people could use the riot shield and have shotguns, which just defeats the purpose at that point.
But the very first thing was basically it was taking grenade. Like 15 to 20 minutes to find a match, and then when you did, half the people dropped out anyway.
I mean, I was
way into Gears, and like Gears 1, I played hundreds of hours of online at least.
Me too.
And I don't know. I spent a couple of weeks with Gears 2, and I was just like, okay, I'm done. Like, this is just not good.
Yeah, and I actually kind of enjoyed it because they added a lot of different modes. Like, I liked Wingman. There was Meat Frag and stuff like that. One of the early problems I had was that smoke grenades had such wicked range that pretty much you didn't die from them, but you got knocked down so far that the person would pretty much come up to you and kill you anyhow. Like, I know we used to do, I don't know, it's like you get smoke grenades in that one arena, I forget the name of it, and you just put it on two sides and you just camped in. If anybody came to sneak up on you, they get thrown away, and you get two easy kills.
Right. So, anyway, other stuff coming up for Microsoft. Peter Molyneux is going to be working on something. He's got Milo, and probably the next Fable game. Is that confirmed, or is that just a rumor?
No,
Fable
3 is
confirmed.
The new best game ever made.
John Cleese.
So, do you think he's got anything else up his sleeve, or is that going to be it? And, yeah, is that going to be it?
Well, didn't he get promoted?
I think he heads, like, the Microsoft UK division or something now.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm sure he'll make a great PR guy, because everything will be the greatest game ever. Does he even try it with Fable anymore? Because I know, I mean, he did it with the first one. I don't remember anything like that for the second one. I don't really know anything about the third one.
The second one was basically, we knew what was wrong with it, so now it's going to be the best game ever.
And then Fable 3 is going to use Natal, third... so it's going to be the best game ever and change the world.
Is it using Natal?
I kind of have a feeling it probably will.
They've come right out and said as much.
Okay, because I didn't know what they were going to do at my old demo. I don't know if you're going to be sitting in front of your TV talking to that kid at the start of the game or something.
Well, do we know Milo's actually a thing, or was that just a tech demo?
I showed the tech demo, but I mean, I could see somebody trying to integrate it into a game to be the first person to do it. You know, like try to get that novelty. As if you're the first, somebody's going to buy it just to try it out and see it says it suck.
Yeah, the Tamagotchi effect sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Makes sense.
What do we expect from Rare?
I personally expect nothing.
Nothing.
I haven't expected anything from them for years.
See them recovering from that.
I wouldn't mind a real Banjo-Kazooie game. That'd be pretty
seconded.
Cool.
I mean, I assume they're doing they're gonna probably have the big Natal title because they're pretty much integrated into that whole Xbox experience now because they were the ones who did the Avatar work, right?
Yeah.
So I assume they're gonna have like some. They're probably gonna have some big casual title. I hope they're not doing that stupid ball game. That would be a waste of time.
Maybe Viva Pinata.
That could work again. Yeah, Rare has really fallen down the hole, haven't they?
You're only just now noticing.
Are they doing that?
It's not that I just now noticed. I actually enjoyed Cameo. Okay, yeah. But that had its fair share of problems. I just don't remember the last game I enjoyed by them. I mean, do you think there's going to be a new Perfect Dark? I know with the Perfect Dark remake, you know, it could have been like, trying to get the brand out there again.
No, I think it's too far gone. I think Rare is just too far gone, to be honest.
I don't think that Perfect Dark is if they are going to try to climb back on top, Perfect Dark is not the way to do it. There's too much competition on the Xbox 360 for that genre. Too many other...
Well, what do you think, then? Killer Instinct?
There's an idea.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, honestly, Killer Instinct, with the resurgence of fighting games from like Street Fighter 4, BlazBlue that just came out... You know, fighting games are big and in now, and honestly, one of the best ways to do it would be to, you know, make a solid Killer Instinct game.
With
get back in there.
Support.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to be in their room
true
doing combos.
Combo system. It's true.
Yeah.
Hey, we enjoy doing combos and walking away from the system. It's just, that's the way it goes.
Right. Okay, moving on to Sony.
Nice pun.
See what I did
oh,
there?
Oh, move.
Nice.
That's a bit of a stretch, but we'll give it to you. Okay.
So anyway, we kind of expect a bunch of sequels from them, I guess. Maybe talk about a new Final Fantasy game. Maybe talk about, they're going to do Gran Turismo 5. Anything else?
How did we get that one?
Gran Turismo 5 again. How many years has this been at E3?
Hey, it has the Alan Wake effect going for it. That
I didn't even know
out.
It was that big of a deal. Like they seem to be banking on this as like a...
Well, it's their biggest franchise, their biggest Sony franchise. I think the last game sold like 10 million copies or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually a huge franchise.
Yeah, it was huge.
There are a lot of people out there who want to... make subtle adjustments to the paint job of their cars and be very carefully tune the spring system, you know, the suspension system, I guess.
It's very exciting stuff.
I'm going to miss a lot of people don't even want to drive in Gran Turismo 5. They just want to make their car and then just kind of stare at it.
Yeah, well, I thought Forza did even like a better job of that from what I understand. Like,
and I'm kind of curious if that's taken away the market share because there's been like two Forzas this generation and we haven't had a Gran Turismo yet.
Yeah. And,
I mean, I don't know how pretty these HD cars are going to be that it's going to drive people to buy it. You never know. Anybody expects to see Final Fantasy 13 Versus? I don't really know what happened to that game.
It's still in development in Japan. I fully expect to see something out of it. Probably not from E3, though, but probably
TGS.
By the end of the year.
TGS will see something, for
yeah,
sure.
Probably TGS, because Final Fantasy is a big Japanese thing, so. But I definitely expect to see a lot of things from Final Fantasy XIV, especially since it's supposed to be out at the end of the year. It's already in beta. There's already a lot of stuff online. I expect to see fully some stuff, maybe even demos or something at E3.
I hate to jump back to Nintendo, but on the topic of Final Fantasy, do you think we're going to see Dragon Quest X at E3? Because that was announced exclusively 3 years ago, and that was it.
That's probably another TGS thing, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because Dragon Quest is freaking huge over there.
Yeah.
Huge.
I believe Dragon Quest 9 has outsold like Final Fantasy
Everything
13
combined.
Worldwide just in Japan. That's the other thing is Dragon Quest 9 is due in July in the States, so I guess it wouldn't make sense for them to show 10. But then again, Square showed Final Fantasy 13 and 14 last year, so you never know.
So, the PSP... Is Sony going to keep trying to push the PSP? Are they going to introduce a new PSP? What do you guys think?
Well, they actually just announced a new... I think you get 3 free games when you buy a PSP Go now. So they're continuing to push the PSP.
I really think they should just let the PSP go.
It's kind of like a drop on the GameCube. It's going to boost sales, but, you know, why bother? But are they just going to seed the handheld markets in Nintendo? Because if... No?
No. I see them announcing a PSP 2. I think they're going to be more integrated with the PS3 if they can do that. I think they are, in essence, I hope it's not like they earned that you don't want a console on the go. People want a handheld system for handheld games.
And that nobody cares about UMDs.
I think they earned that as in a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, as evidenced by the fact that the Go is digital only.
Yeah, which is also why it bombed. And again, they're giving away 3 free games with it now. So,
do you have to choose?
In Europe, they're giving away 10 with it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a fire sale at this point. They just want to get the stuff they made out of the way.
Yeah. You know, I'm still surprised Sony... I'm sorry, Microsoft never got into the handheld business.
I'm actually not, because they don't... I don't think they have the resources to start up a handheld division at this point.
They're Microsoft. They have the resources to do anything.
I understand that, but they don't have that big of a game development studio, because if you think about it, even with their exclusive franchises, most of those like established companies that they partner with. Like, what does Microsoft do in-house as far as games?
Well, that's the thing, is that for a while, Microsoft was known as the place where developers went to die. Like, they bought the people who did Age of Empires, and then, you know, that just kind of went away after a while, and it died. Let's see, who else did they acquire? They acquired Bungie, and then, well, they never actually owned Bungie. Bungie eventually wanted to just get out of there. They acquired Rare. They bought Rare. Rare, well, we've just been talking about what happened to Rare. So Microsoft seems like they're learning to treat their partners a little bit better. I'm not so certain that they've gotten to the point yet where they have, you know, they definitely cannot match Nintendo in terms of producing their own content. I'm not even sure they can even match Sony in that regard.
I don't think they can match Sony, not yet anyhow. Cause, I mean, Sony does have a lot of nice studios now, Naughty Dog. Who else is there now? Not an Insomniac has gone multi-platform.
It definitely appears from the outside like Sony has a better relationship with its developers, that's for sure. I mean, whether
but
that's
they're not necessarily producing all the content.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
that's true as well.
Like Earl was saying, there's like how many exclusives coming out per year compared to the Nintendo or the Wii and 360.
Oh yeah,
well,
it's minuscule at best.
They do have something from Team Eco, and by the way, I've been told that it is Eco because it's named after the Japanese word Eco, like let's go. Any anime fans?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you're one of the characters is going to go sa, sa,
Eco,
Eco. Yeah. So Team Eco. I'm actually looking forward to their stuff. I like Team Eco. I have no idea what they're going to be up to, but
They're doing the Asgardian. We know that much. That's been at E3, yeah. I think, twice, 2 years now. It's the game with a giant dog-type creature who runs around with you.
It's going to be such a bummer when that thing dies in the end.
Oh, yeah. All I know is that Shadow of the Colossus is probably at least somewhere in my top three favorite games of all time. And if Last Guardian disappoints, I will be sad.
Speaking of, there's also the rumor of their collection on the PS3 with the Shadow of Chaosis and Ico.
I would love that.
I understand what they're going for. I don't know how you'd sell it, though, because I don't think they work on the same theme or the same characters. So do you just say...
They're tied in together.
But you're kind of saying, yo, these are the two awesome games from the company that made this awesome game that's gathering a whole bunch of hype.
But no, I mean, storyline, they're tied in together, guys.
Shadow of the Colossus is kind of a prequel to Ico. I think that... If I remember correctly,
I haven't played it before,
the descendants of one of the characters actually is Ico. Is that right?
Yeah, they're not 100%, but the baby at the end of Shadow of Colossus is born with the horns, just like the
spoiler
kid
alert,
from
people,
Ico. So
somebody in Shadow of the Colossus gets turned into a baby after dying, or something like that.
Wait, what?
It's good stuff. You should check it out.
Yeah, Earl.
If they release a collection for the PS3, I might. I have that system. I didn't own a PS2.
Same with me. Like, I missed the boat on those. I'd buy them. I don't know if I'd necessarily play them, but
it'd
be good to have the option.
I was just thinking about third-party games, and it occurred to me that there's... the past 2 years, we've seen a lot of sequels, and they were just kind of reliable sequels coming out, mostly from Capcom, but, some others. Soul Calibur 4, Devil May Cry 4, Resident Evil 5, what am I missing here, guys? I know I'm missing something. Street Fighter 4. The point is that for a while, it was just a lot of, updating old franchises, bringing them up to the new generation. I think we're kind of out of franchises now, so maybe this is the E3 where we're going to see new IPs. What do you think? No?
I don't buy that. Actually, I was thinking about this together. The only major franchise we have left that hasn't found a home, and I could be mistaken, is Kingdom Hearts.
Well, I fully expect to see some things out of Kingdom Hearts eventually. I mean, Kingdom Hearts 3 was basically announced, and they've been doing the spinoffs and all that stuff, so it's...
I mean, or are they going back and saying, oh, Aladdin is back?
Well, this one's going to center around Darkwing Duck, I think.
That would be awesome.
Don't forget about Tailspin. There's going to be some nice Tailspin action in there, too.
I mean, it probably isn't what people want or expect, but if they really want to make some money teaming Mickey Mouse up with Super Mario, you have a gold mine right there. That's a whole rich world they haven't explored yet.
Did you say teaming up Mickey Mouse with Mario?
I mean, you see how the Sonic...
But Square's not going to do that.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to do it on the PS3.
You see how Mario's...
You're saying that they're going to do a Kingdom Hearts game on the Wii?
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know where it's going to head up. I mean, I'm sure people want it to be in HD or whatever. But at some point, Square has to make smart decisions. And from a business standpoint, that would make more sense, I think.
I don't know. Their support for the Wii hasn't been so great.
There's also the rumor, but this might be separate... Depending on how you look at it, is that Disney and Disney Marvel, whatever, is like they're focusing their Disney products on the Nintendo system because that's more oriented towards kids and family, and their comic book properties towards the HD consoles. I don't know how that affects Kingdom Hearts because Square isn't really controlled by Disney in that regard.
Right. I just thought of something. Konami, you think they're going to do the next Metal Gear game?
What are they doing? Metal Gear Rising? Was announced last year? I assume so.
I hope so.
Because what, Metal Gear Solid?
Metal Gear Solid is over.
I don't remember the one on the
spoiler
PSP.
Spoiler alert.
Well, what's the one on PSP called?
Peace Walker.
Yeah, that comes out this week or next week,
I guess. But that's kind of a prequel.
So, I assume... Well, I think... I mean, Rising Stars Raiden. I think that's what we gathered from that trailer.
I just have to ask a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
Are they going to bother giving Raiden a gun? Or any kind of projectile weapon? Because after all, he is the cyborg ninja.
I think they will, and I think this game's going to end up being like Metal Gear's May Cry.
See. So it's not going to be stealth.
Like,
or do you think it's
like
gonna be stealth?
I think it will be. I don't think it is. I mean, just judging by what we've seen of Raiden, I mean, his kind of recent transformation lends a whole lot better to, like, a stylish action kind of game. But that's also just me hoping for more stylish action games, because I love them. So.
And because Raiden was a badass.
Yeah.
He was that.
I'm not sure I could stand to have 30-minute cutscenes with him still. Well, we'll see. Okay, so, any other thoughts before we move on?
Have we missed anything major? Because I don't want to get somebody upset because we missed that one game we were looking forward to.
Don't worry, Typhoid will yell at us on Game Tavern.
People don't listen to this, don't worry about it.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
true.
We're
so
explicit,
we're golden
you know
in
that,
that? Regard.
Everybody curse!
I guess we could touch on Killzone since they had that
password
CGI
failed,
trailer today.
We're explicit. Nobody's listening to us.
I don't... So you say boobs, that's your cuss word for today. Boobs.
Yes.
Can I say the F word?
No, really, on iTunes,
you just
we're
did say the F word.
Explicit. There's a big red thing next to the name that says explicit. Well, I don't know about dual.
Oh man, we are way explicit. Okay. I'm about to get explicit right now. You have no idea. I was joking.
There you go, kiddos.
Nice.
Well, I was refraining from saying the naughty words like fuck and all that stuff, but now that I know I'm explicit, I'm just going to keep saying
Speaking
it.
Speaking
like,
of explicit, Rockstar is dropping out of E3 or maybe just having a minor presence, but basically not going to do too much at E3. They're going to hold their own press conference and invite people to come to it, I guess. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know what it sounds like they're doing. It sounds like they're just going to have, they're going to call out people to their studios to check out their games instead of having like some big fancy conference announcement thingamajiggy.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense because they just, Red Dead Redemption just came out. That was their big game for the past 2 years, 3 years, whatever. And, I mean, there's not a whole lot left. We've had a lot of Grand Theft Autos in this gen, and probably they're going to show.
I was going to say, we had this DLC, but it's been 2 years since GTA 4, so I think it's time for GTA 5 or GTA X City.
They said if they're working on anything other than Agent, or whatever it's called?
They were going to announce something. I think that was part of the announcement, is that they were, you know, because they didn't want to announce their game at the time or whatever. So they have to be working on something.
Hopefully. Nolan North is in it.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're working. They're probably just going to show some Red Dead Redemption DLC and maybe whatever they're working on now. If they're at a point where they want to show it.
I mean, we really don't know anything about anything they're doing right now, do we? I mean, Agent, L.A. Noire, and Max Payne are all kind of like not really much has been shown.
And well, I think. The only thing we know for sure that is there's, like, I think a Red Dead Redemption DLC coming out in, like, a couple months or a month or so.
Yeah, I think they announced the date and price. I mean, the date, because I think it's for the co-op or something like that.
Yeah, so,
oh, really?
I mean, they'll definitely, like, probably show off that. And
I was just thinking that it wouldn't surprise me at all if they were dropping out of E3 for financial reasons, because, like, last quarter, they were in bad shape. Maybe Red Dead Redemption saved them, but this is kind of the way Rockstar works. It's like, for a couple of years, they're just not making any money, and they're on the verge of collapse, and then they release some game, and it sells millions, and then they're okay again. And then, for another couple of years, they haven't released anything, and they are on the verge of going bankrupt again, and then they release another big game. That's kind of the way it was with GTA.
Balls to the wall philosophy.
Or maybe they're just...
That's a terrible
maybe
philosophy.
They're just really bad at...
Go big or go home.
No, seriously. No, I'm serious.
But better than Greedy
Welch. Just really bad at managing money, and they just don't know how to expend their resources. Obviously, all the money they spend on GTA has paid off, but you got to think about all that money. Maybe they could spend it on developing other franchises so that they're not just waiting for the next GTA game to come out and save their ass all the time.
I think they're just spending money on getting inspiration for GTA, like, you know.
They go on vacation every week. I was about to say, because they had GTA is like the three best-selling games of the last generation. How did they not have money left over from that? GTA 4 sold well.
You would GTA be surprised how well corporations can waste money. I kind of get the impression that thanks to GTA, Rockstar and by extension Take-Two, the publisher, has been allowed to continue a lot of bad habits that, you know, in another studio would have been wiped out by now. Like, I mean, I'm not going to get too nerdy into the details of financial statements, but since I invest, I read these things, and some of the stuff that Take-Two and Rockstar do is kind of questionable, just from the perspective of an investor, and you don't see, for example, Ubisoft or EA doing this. They've both got their own problems, but they at least have figured out their cash flow. So that's just my rant or whatever for the day. So unless you guys have any other predictions or anything, anything?
I want to see James Cameron appear again.
No, that'll be great.
I do not think. I don't think he finished his speech from last year yet. So.
You want James Cameron to show up again?
I think he has like another 2 hours to go in his speech. And we don't need to see games at Ubisoft's press conference.
Well,
apparently,
Sony is
going to
be talking.
That's not a big deal.
They are going to push 3D, to some extent. So I guess they'll bring in James Cameron for that.
My name is Reggie. I'm about kicking ass. I'm about taking names. And we're about making games.
You ever wonder what the bottom of an Avatar shoe looks like? Well, bam! There it is! Bam! There it is! Bam!
There it is! Bam! Giant crab. Enemy crab. Giant crab. Giant enemy crab. Enemy crab. Giant crab. Based on Japanese history. Giant crab.
Enemy. This is the question of the 2 weeks or whatever. Final question. So you remember that E3 is usually pretty good for producing, you know, internet memes, like way back in the day. Giant enemy crab, Ridge Racer.
Giant enemy crab.
Back when Reggie first showed up, I'm a... Yeah, yeah.
$509 US.
You know, there was also Reggie showing up saying, I'm about... my name is Reggie.
Names and kicking ass.
Kicking ass, I'm about taking names, and we're about making games. Whatever that was. And that was made into numerous Photoshops and a techno remix that was posted on YouTube.
There's that Wii Music drummer which is always great to see.
Translator Guy?
I love Translator Guy.
Translator Guy was good.
So, What do you think is who's gonna say something that probably they shouldn't have said and is gonna catch on over the internet?
I between Natal, Move, and Vitality Sensor, there's gonna be some goof up with one of those technologies. That's just, I assume, something about the Vitality Sensor. Just there's gonna be something bad about putting your finger in it and making it vibrate or something. That's just gonna be taken the wrong way.
I'm not sure what you're trying to get at there. You should explain a little more.
It's
I'll draw you a picture.
Interactive journalist.
I'm an attractive journalist.
Go ahead.
I'm actually going to predict that Steve Jobs is randomly going to show up out of the Apple office and be like, "Hey guys, we're bringing games to the iPhone now, and something there's going to be a press conference with Apple. Apple's going to sneak into E3."
I don't think they need to. Don't they have their own conference next week?
Hey,
starts on Monday.
Head start.
iPhone 4. I'm super stoked.
That's still Microsoft's thunder.
So, thank you very much, listeners, for listening to us on this dual episode, this joint episode of Nerds on the Rocks and Dual Wielding. Please join us during E3 live when Chad will be there. Right, Chad. And we've also got one other person from the Game Tavern for
yes,
the community,
sir.
Soccer Ants.
Yep,
and,
I will be there.
So we're going to be linking them in from Skype and recording a podcast from there with their impressions. This is tremendously exciting. We're almost like real journalists here. I mean, like, we've got people going to E3 and stuff. In fact, actually, one time, a couple of episodes ago, we actually knew more than IGN. Check out Nerds on the Rocks number 2 for that.
He won't eat for IGN alone. Actually, Sakuran is going with IGN, so that might not look too fond on him.
Hey, if IGN wants to hire me, go right ahead, guys. I will say nothing bad about them.
Are you going to the Nintendo press conference?
Cool.
Yep.
Okay. So you get to see the Vitality Center in person.
Yep, that's going to be the only one I get to go to, because I'm going with the Nintendo website.
Well, I'm sure you could probably try this for now. I mean, you have a face. Well, I don't think we have to record this part.
So, thank you very much. I am Xantar, and we will join you 2 weeks from now. Until then, saying goodbye, this is Xantar, with Earl, and Chad, and Michael, and John. And I just realized that people at Game Tavern are not going to know who those are for the most part. So I'm going to say, with Barakabone, and Uber Paddler, and Default, and the Sly Moogle, this is Xantar. Thank you very much. We will see you for another joint podcast